I'll be rounding out the parasha portion with a double parasha entitled Vayechel Pekudei, which means, and he assembled. It covers Exodus chapters 35 through 40. In the previous parasha, Moses had returned from Mount Sinai carrying a second set of stone tablets. He had announced to the Jewish people that they were about to begin a building campaign for Adonai. It would include the manufacturing of a tabernacle, which would be filled with sacred contents designated by the Lord. In chapter 35, God asked Moses to take up an offering for this new construction. However, it should be noted that God didn't command the people to give. Instead, he invited them to give. In verse 5, he said, "Everyone who is willing is to bring to the Lord an offering." The truth is, God didn't need assistance to construct the tabernacle. The one who made fresh water flow from rock, heavenly manna dropped from the sky while in the wilderness, and numerous quail flying to the camp to feed over 1 million people certainly could create a tabernacle. God was looking for people who were willing to give joyfully and without reservation. He wanted their offerings to come from a posture of gratitude and thanksgiving, not out of guilt or obligation. So, he invited rather than commanded, and the people gave abundantly. Not only did they contribute their valuable possessions, but they also gave their time, their talents, and crafting skills to construct the tabernacle according to God's design. When Adonai invites us to be a part of what he is doing, let's do so eagerly and with a grateful heart. Chapter 36 offers us valuable observations on the attitude of those who are equipped with God-given skills, and insight on how we should serve God's church in our generation. This section of Scripture makes clear that the abilities of the workers were not their own. They were filled by the Holy Spirit with skill and wisdom. Their talent, artistry, and creativity came from Him. This hasn't changed. If you glance around our own congregation, you will see such talented artists, musicians, skilled carpenters, speakers, designers, counselors, teachers, and courageous evangelists, and that's just to name a few. The truth is, God has gifted us all with something, however great or small it is in our own eyes. And I want to say that again. God has gifted us all with something, no matter how great or small it is in our own eyes. Don't ever believe you have nothing to offer Him. What is most important is our willingness to take on the tasks He has for us and use these skills for His glory. The next two chapters contain numerous details about the furnishings that were specifically made for the two rooms inside the tabernacle, as well as the priestly garments for those serving in the sanctuary. I think many have found themselves reading through these chapters and wanting to skip over them sometimes. And you think, how can this really ever apply to me? The obvious truth is, there is deep value and meaning in all Scripture of the Bible. For example, the first item constructed, the ark, represents the throne of God in heaven. The mercy seat, where the blood was sprinkled for atonement, points directly to Lord Yeshua and the shedding of His blood for our sins. The table of showbread suggests fellowship and communion with God and reminds us that He is our source of sustenance and provides our daily bread. The lampstand is a symbol of hope that God's presence brings to His people, and also points to Yeshua, the light of the world, revealing the way to God and scattering the darkness. The altar of incense represents prayer, reminding us continually to lift our prayers up to the Lord. As for the priestly garments, God was as specific with this design as he was in the design of the tabernacle. The garments were constructed with the finest linens and thread. There could be nothing but the best for those serving in the sanctuary. Perhaps the most noteworthy of all garments was the ephod and the breastplate. The ephod was a linen embroidered vest worn by the high priest. Sewn into the outer part of the ephod were two onyx stones, over which was the breastplate with 12 colored precious stones. The 12 stones represented the 12 sons of Jacob and the tribes bearing their names, forming the nation of Israel. Each time the high priest put on the ephod and the breastplate, he was reminded of who he represented. We may not be high priests, but we do represent our high priest, Yeshua. Each day as we go to work, school, serve our family, and move around in our communities, we have the privilege to represent him. Paul offers us his own fashion advice in Colossians 3:12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. God is a masterful designer, and details are very important to him. He is never arbitrary, and just as with the tabernacle furnishings, every detail of your life has divine design. Today, let's style ourselves with the precious attributes of God and represent him well to a lost and dying world. When the tabernacle was completed, the presence of the Lord appeared in a cloud, settling over the tent of meeting. Scripture tells us the glory of Adonai filled the tabernacle. Now that it was complete, God chose to manifest his presence in this earthly home, dwelling among his people. This would not be the last time God would choose to dwell among us. John 1:14 states, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." This time, God's glory was not revealed in a cloud or fire, but instead in his one and only Son, Messiah Yeshua. Most already know this truth, but there's even more. Rabbi Paul wrote, "Don't you know that yourselves are God's temple and God's Spirit dwells in your midst?" As a believer in Yeshua, the presence of God is in you through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The Almighty Father, creator of all, has chosen to make his home within you. Knowing that Adonai has blessed us immensely by dwelling within us, I will leave you today with three important questions to ask yourself. Number one, am I displaying the presence of God well to others? Number two, are my words and actions reflecting God's glory to those around me? And number three, am I taking care of my body in a way that honors and welcomes the Holy Spirit as he dwells within me? We have a huge responsibility as believing children of God. Let us not ignore those responsibilities. Be courageous, be willing, be vigilant, be faithful and strong, and through it all, show the love of our great and mighty Lord Yeshua. Shabbat shalom.